I'm Christian Abbott.
I'm Nathan Lavender.
I'm Sean Abbott.
And this is the Red Mist Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Red Mist Podcast, Season 3, Episode 14. The Hobart Racing, number 14, Lowenbrau Porsche 962. Mm-hmm. Campaigned by Hobart Racing from 1984 to 1988. Probably the most successful 962 campaigned in North America. Mm-hmm. Let it be Lowenbrau.
Nice car.
Anyways, on tonight's episode, we'll talk NASCAR at the paperclip.
You will.
For the grandfather clock. It was an okay race. And then we'll talk Formula One at Suzuka in the land of the rising sun, Japan. It's cherry blossom season there because
yes.
We moved ahead in the. It actually didn't rain.
No,
it rained Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was Saturday or Friday?
It's Saturday.
It's that Friday. Practice two.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Sorry. I get confused because it was like overnight Thursday, whatever. I can't remember. Anyways. Then we'll do some news and notes. Mm-hmm. And we don't have anything to look forward to this weekend. Well, the EMS starts in Spain, I believe. Spain?
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Hold on a second. We got checking.
MotoGP's at COTA this weekend.
Oh, MotoGP's at COTA, right. And there's a special guest star at that.
Yes.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. MotoGP.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, test was at Barcelona. Sorry, DMS. Anyways, so that's just staying there. Okay. Anyways, a lot of news and stuff broke today and yesterday. So sports car and IndyCar related.
Yeah.
So, kind of excited there. And a couple of vicious Formula One rumors floating around. So. Intriguing.
It's like it always is.
With Formula One.
I believe it when I see it.
You mean there might be some smoke? We don't know. All right. Let's talk NASCAR at the tricky at the paperclip, the tricky triangle. That's Pocono.
Are they in Pocono next week? Or when do they do Pocono?
No, this week's Texas.
Okay.
Texas.
Well.
So. Not COTA, but Texas.
Yes, yeah, Speedway.
Texas Speedway.
Yeah.
Is this the race they get the guns out afterwards? They win? They get a gun. They get the guns the cowboy had and the fireworks go off. It's not as cool as the clock, but anyways.
I mean, I feel like that's just every NASCAR weekend.
General, yeah.
But, yeah.
Anyways, Martinsville, this was in celebration of Hendrick Racing's 40th anniversary. Pretty much the entire weekend was a Hendrick party with Kyle Larson taking pole.
Scripted.
What? No. How dare you say that? What I will say happened next in the race, we had a scripted finish, but anyways. We had a 1-2-3 by Hendrick.
Is it scripted or cryptic?
No. On merit and on actually brilliant pit strategy by all three teams.
Yeah.
The only team was out of the loop was Bowman's team, but they finished eighth.
Yeah, so it wasn't.
So they were, and he's already he's got a win, right? I don't know.
No,
I'll check when we get to the standings. I'll check.
Oh, did he win Atlanta?
I think he did. Hold on. It's
I know Byron has like three.
Where's the wins? Hold on. Oh, no, he doesn't have a win. Why do I think he had a win?
He must have been one of them at the line.
Yeah. No.
I think he came up short once or twice already.
So
this season.
Anyways, kind of you know, some good strategy by the Hendrick guys. Got their cars pit early, kind of worked their way through the field, and ended up putting themselves in the front for the last long run to the flag. And then four laps to go, we had the typical yellow that happens inside 10 laps.
The debris caution.
Yep. Well, this time, actually, I think someone sniped it. I think some guy shot the tire out.
Yeah, and then there was debris all over the track. Right. So it's debris caution.
Well,
yeah.
And then the tire caught fire because it was like, couldn't get the fire out. Yeah. But, I mean, that car, like, literally, Byron passed the... I forget who it was.
I don't know.
Oh, was it Chastain? I think it was. I don't know. Anyways,
I have no idea.
Passed him, and then, like, 2 seconds later, you know, he's in the wall. I'm like... Who had the gun from long distance? So that kind of muddled things up a little bit. We had Denny Bad Boy Hamlin decided to pit. I still don't understand why. Gave up tons of track position. I know he's in, but he was if he had stayed up front, he would have had a chance for the win. I just don't understand why he pitted.
Could have been tight on fuel. Could have been anticipating multiple restarts.
They pitted for tires. But anyways, so the Hendrick guys.
The other thing, too, is if he's in the playoffs. Yeah, he's in the playoffs. Yeah, so they can use it as a testing ground for later in the season.
I don't know. Didn't agree with it. So, but I'm not on top of the pit box. So anyways, so Hendrick finished 1-2-3. We had Byron, Larson, Chase Elliott. Darrell Wallace with a fourth. Ryan Blaney with a bounce back weekend. Topped the Penske Brigade at fifth. And then we had Ryan Preece. Nice finish, ninth. Other than that was about it. Nothing too outstanding.
Yeah.
So congrats to Hendrick on their 40th anniversary. Big win there. Jeff Gordon was in tears afterwards. That was fantastic. Let's just take a quick look at the points here. Hold on 1 second. Right now, our point leader is Kyle Larson. But he has a win. So our de facto point leader is Martin Truex, who has 295. He is 34 points ahead of the next... Ryan Blaney, who's the next one that's not in the chase. So it's Larson, Truex, Hamlin with a win, Byron with a couple wins, then Blaney, Chase Elliott, Ty Gibbs, Ross Chastain, Tyler Raddick, Alex Bowman, and then we got Christopher Bell with a win, and then Suarez with a win. So right now we only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wins. 5 cars with wins that are locked in.
Out of what, 8 races?
8 races, yeah. Okay. So we got a ways to go.
What is it, 16 makes the playoffs?
Yeah, but it's like how many races?
Yeah, there's what, like 25?
Yeah. I mean, it's like now until the next solar eclipse.
Yeah.
All right. So off to Texas for our next race. Just want to see what this bad boy race is called. Always love the names of the races. Oh, actually, this actually has a real sponsor. Auto Trader, Echo Park Automotive. Oh, there you go, 400. Mm. Oh, that's pretty cool. Exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. 2 weeks.
Sonoma?
No. Talladega.
No.
Anyways, let's talk Sonoma for a minute. Shall we?
What?
The SRO race that took place there. We're not going to talk about the race yet. I don't even know if there's really much to say about the race. Other than George Kurtz and Colin Brown dominated their class.
Didn't they end up losing?
No, they won. There was no penalty.
Oh, okay.
There was a penalty.
That was a penalty. That's where I left off.
And George soft pedaled it for 90% of the race and then saved his tires and then blew everybody away at the end of the race.
Oh, okay.
And he pulled away by 7 seconds.
Jeez. So. Yeah, but the out in front was Wright Motorsports.
Wright Motorsports.
In the Pro class.
And, Jesus.
I mean, talk about...
Out in front.
Yeah.
I think they were on the trailer. I think they had taken the checkered flag and were on the trailer.
They nearly left.
By the time Kurtz and Braun pulled around. Anyways, so they had a little issue on... They had repaved the track. And it's been a soggy spring, early spring out there. So there was some testing that went on Wednesday. They got to the track Thursday, and the pavement was coming up. Mm-hmm. So, which, it sucks. You know, it happens. It's just, you know, not enough time to cure. You get, you know, sometimes you get it on the street tracks. Things happen. Or when they repave. Thursday night, amidst watching the Formula One qualifying practice, a Twitter war develops.
X war.
Twitter war. Twitter war. X war. Between Denny Hamlin, of all people,
and
Bruton Smith's son, Marcus Smith. Now, Bruton Smith, he owned the SMI, the big NASCAR track owners. They own a bunch of tracks. Penske owned a bunch of tracks. But SMI is, you know, without SMI and the France family, or Bruton Smith and those guys, I mean, NASCAR would be pretty much confined to the Southeast. Mm-hmm. So SMI bought Sonoma, put some money into it, cleaned it up. I mean, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than what it used to be. I went there once and it was, wow. It was a top-notch facility. Has a drag strip, everything, you know. A lot of teams actually have have their head, you know, a lot of sports car teams have their race shops there. Mm-hmm. They've kind of developed an industrial park. So Denny decides... Nice job with the paving, typical SMI. Like, and Marcus Smith tweets back, care to elaborate? I don't need to. Or, I'm paraphrasing here. You know, it's typical of what your company does in ruining tracks. So it just went from there. Mm-hmm. No, Marcus kept trying to take the high road on it. Denny just kept digging and digging and digging and being Denny. And, like, it was just like, why? You're not racing there, so it doesn't impact you. Mm-hmm. They went out of their way to redo the track on Thursday. They basically repaved, you know, a good chunk of it. By the end of the day, they had felt that the pavement had settled enough that it would support the racing. I don't know what Denny, and then Denny was taking side swipes at, you made us run dirt at Bristol, all this stuff. You know, it's just like, no, Denny, it wasn't them that made you run Bristol in the dirt. It was NASCAR. So, I mean, I don't know. He, jeez, just becomes more and more unlikable.
I mean,
I'm not a fan. But anyways,
it's also the internet, and people just spew.
Whatever, I know. It was like, I almost wondered. They want. I almost wondered. Did he have a bad ice cube? You know, it just was bored. But he wasn't. And then he went on his podcast and went off on it too. So I don't know. Anyways, so that was fun. That was exciting.
And likewise, we can go off on it here on this podcast.
Well, we can comment on it. I just don't think there was a. I just don't think that was a place for it. You know, if you know, I don't think attacking somebody on Twitter like that. You know, it's like, why don't you send an email or give him a call and go, hey, is this going to be a problem when we show up?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, obviously the SRO guys were not thrilled. I mean, they lost like a day and a half of track time and I think an extra practice day. So anyways, so off we go to Texas Motor Speedway.
Sorry. I remember I'm actually reading the thing. I remember seeing it, and I thought
it was like, what is going on here? I was like, I wondered if it was just a had one and decided to tweet. You know?
It amazes me the amount of people that take other people seriously on the internet.
Or social media.
On social media. Because there's so much crap out there and just spur of the moment, whatever you feel like you have to do. I mean,
you can be a keyboard warrior, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of one thing that I will never understand, because if I'm ever upset about anything or whatever, I'm not going to social media to vent about it. Like,
best to vent to your friends about it, or just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, like, I mean, even this podcast, to an extent, like, who's really listening to this?
This, what are you talking about? There's thousands of listeners. I mean, one day we're going to get somebody big on this show.
Who knows?
We could. Never know. Need some emails to go out to people.
Yeah.
We know people that know people. Anyways, all right. Let's move on to Formula One. Fantastic bounce back by Red Bull Racing. I'm shocked.
At Honda's home track.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
It's still a Honda derivative engine. Yeah. It's not until 26 that it's going to be Aston Martin's.
Man, I wasn't surprised. No. I didn't stay up to watch the race live. I got up the next morning and, you know, I got up and, you know, at a decent time, put it on. I already knew it happened. But I watched it.
With how common red flags, or the trigger being pulled on throwing a red flag is these days, I'm glad I'm not really watching the races live anymore.
Can I ask a question?
And just choosing to sleep in.
All right. So, I mean, Red Bull dominated throughout. Max got pulled by 7/100ths of a second over Sergio. It wasn't 7/10ths. It was 7/100ths, I believe. I think Sergio actually bounced back this weekend. He did a great job.
I can pull it up. But, I mean, yeah, it was relatively close, quote-unquote, for the dominance that we've seen in the past three races. It's going to take me a second.
Yeah, checking.
We are checking. I come back to you. Oh my god, stop giving me ads. Qualifying. Here we go. All right. Yes, 7/100ths of a second.
7/100ths, so good on Sergio. There was a great fight after that, between Lando, Carlos, and Charles.
No. Then it was do people take penalties? No. Nope. It was Carlos, Alonso.
Oh, Alonso! You're right. He stuck his nose.
Piastri, Lewis, Charles.
Oh, Lando qualified 10th, right?
No, Lando qualified third.
Third. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I said
he was kind of like equally. He was pretty much in between Sergio and Carlos.
It was Sergio, Lando, Carlos, and then Fred?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but Oscar had a struggle there because he ended up 9th or 10th?
Oscar was 6th.
He was 6th. Who was 9th? Lewis?
George.
Lewis was 7th?
Starting grid, top 10. Verstappen, Perez, Norris, Sainz, Alonso, Piastri, Hamilton, Leclerc, Russell, Tsunoda. That's your top 10.
Okay. Where were the Haases? Nico didn't. K-Mag.
Nico, 12th.
Yeah. K-Mag, 18th. K-Mag struggled. I don't know what was going on there. So, I mean, that was good. The weekend did not get enough here. Fantastic start with Williams once again.
The whole weekend wasn't necessarily pretty. Jesus.
been the car that got fixed, and then it decided to,
okay,
it decided to track itself. When you watch that, he turned and the car went the other way.
For as much as people are gonna paint like, oh, it was, I mean, yes, it was a crash.
Yeah.
But it was just a front wing that was broken.
Yeah, no.
At
right.
the end of it, it was just a
front wing.
So he was fine.
But the fact that Logan was driving the crash car. He's driving Albon's car that got crashed.
Yeah.
But then Karma came in knocking. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of.
Yeah.
So, moved to the race. We had a sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the forecast early in the weekend, we thought we were going to have rain. We lined up, lights out, and away we went. And we got halfway through. Well, we just about got to round turn one. And well, okay. Actually, we did get around turn one.
Yes, we got to the chute between two and three.
And not quite sure what happened there. Danny Ric moved to the right, and Albon was there. And Albon's saying that he was coming up. He saw the gap, and he was going for it. So, I don't know. Anyways, and then he tried to bail out of it, and he couldn't bail out of it. So the two of them got collected. Albon put the Williams into the barrier hard. And the RB Cash App car was in the wall, too.
Mm-hmm.
So day over for those two. It necessitated a red flag because of the tire barrier moving, which was fine. Did its job. This was the question I had. So they went. So that's start of lap one, right?
Mm-hmm.
It said they had completed two laps.
When they went to the
red flag. Was that because Max went over the start finish line in the pit lane?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So the start of the race was lap one, and then you come into pit lane. That's lap two.
And he went across the start finish line.
Yeah, you have to cross to go down to the other end of the pit lane.
Yep.
So when they restarted, you go all the way out to complete lap two and pull up to the grid.
And then you start in really lap three.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I was kind of mystified. I didn't know what was going on.
Because
I thought they stopped them. They apparently stopped them in the pit lane versus on the track.
Well, when a red flag is thrown, everyone goes to the pits.
Pits, okay. So that's, all right.
You don't stop on the track.
On the track.
Yeah, it's not typical.
So that was that.
Mm-hmm.
We then restarted and off we went. And basically the Red Bulls just ran formation.
Yeah.
Ferrari's had a couple battles. Charles went on some mega strategy of a one-stop strategy.
Right, but that was to get him up the grid.
Up the grid.
Which, fair play to Ferrari. They use both strategies and cover the field.
Poor play by Mercedes. Because they tried to do something and it didn't work.
I don't know if anything they would have done would have did anything because they weren't even close to the Ferraris. Right.
No,
so.
And they weren't even close to Fred.
No, Russell was at the end.
He was a second and a half behind him.
Alonso.
Yeah.
Yes, and chasing him too. But Alonso was using Alonso did not use any nefarious tactics to defend his position at all. He just raced his normal pace and did the same thing he was doing every single lap.
Gotcha. here's some. Max won the race and got fastest lap. That was cool. And got pole, so he swept.
But I don't think that qualifies as a.
No, it doesn't. I just want to talk Ferrari right now. They must be starting to kick themselves.
Yes and no, because the other take that I was listening to, or not the other take, the other perspective I have on this situation is that I heard someone talking about the form of Ricardo right now and how long he'll be there, but everyone seems to forget how well he was doing last season when he came and subbed in.
Who?
Ricardo.
When did he subbed in and got hurt?
He got hurt and then came back. At Mexico, we put it on the second row, had a crazy good result there. But then...
tailed off.
He was just there with Sonoda.
I know.
But now everyone's holding that. Anyways, my point being, they were talking about F1 having this goldfish memory where you're only talking about these first four races right now. There's still 20 more races to go.
No, I yeah.
So anything can happen. And if Leclerc just ends up cakewalking Sainz in the second half of the season, that's all they're going to talk about or anyone's going to remember.
But what happens if it's Sainz cakewalking Leclerc the rest of the season? Because right now, over the last season and a half, up until now, he's cakewalked them.
Checking. Oh, come on, where's Wikipedia? I always get a Wikipedia for my F1 records.
Your F1 insight?
Yeah. Wikipedia is a very helpful source of information. All the way down here. Come on. There we go.
I mean, the only thing...
Yes and no, because Leclerc finished ahead of Sainz last year.
Yeah.
So, and I know the point spread wasn't... It was only 6 points.
Well, right now, it's 4 points, and Carlos has been out one race.
Correct. This season. Yeah. But you said last season.
Oh, I'm just saying. I still think from a performance level, he's outperformed him. I get it on the points, but also Sainz's car let him down a couple times last year. And I don't think that was due to driver issues. I think it was more due to technical issues.
No, Leclerc had more retirements and a disqualification.
Really?
Did not start in Brazil.
Well.
Yeah, so Leclerc would have...
Still not impressed.
Okay.
Anyways. All right.
I get where you're coming from. Yeah. This if you just look at this season, yes, Ferrari has definitely made the wrong choice.
I congrats to Yuki getting points for. I think that's the first Japanese driver that's gotten points in his home race.
Ever?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think no. It wasn't ever because Kobayashi was on the podium.
Oh, he got a third. So maybe it's since then. What are they talking about?
Probably since then.
All right. Although he aced the Hulk out for a point.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm just saying, I'd like to see Haas get, you know, points.
Yeah, but, I mean, that right now, that RB team is, I would say from a performance standpoint, they're leading the back half of the grid.
They have 7 points and Haas has 4.
But Haas, over the previous three races, were doing a better job throughout the race.
Does China set up better for Haas? There is a track coming up that they supposedly set up better at.
I don't know.
They're bringing some kind of package to Imola.
They also haven't raced at China with this generation of cars.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, they've been there with the bigger cars, but not since the new regulations.
So, just kind of looking at the points here, Max is ahead.
China may favor Ferrari or McLaren.
Yeah. We'll see. I can't remember the last time they were there. It was like 5 years ago, right? It was pre-COVID.
2019. Yeah. But long straight with high speed corners.
Yeah, the other we'll get to it in a second. The points are Max with 77, 13-point gap on Sergio. He's got a 15-point gap. Oh, I'm sorry, let's see, got a 5-point gap on Charles and a 9-point gap on Carlos. On the constructor side, Red Bull ahead of Ferrari, who the two of them have a huge lead.
Yeah.
Over McLaren, and then Mercedes, then Aston, then RB, and then Haas. Max has 2 fast laps this year, and Charles has 2. Exciting. There we go. All right, we move on to China next.
Yeah, but we got a week off and then there.
Yep, 2 weeks. We go to China. This is the controversial aspect of the weekend. It is a sprint race weekend.
Oh.
And they've all kind of beefed about it. Well, I shouldn't say beefed about it. I think correctly have beefed about it, saying, haven't raced here in 5 years, and we got a sprint race.
Two takes on that. One, if... Well, okay. Then there's two. There's always two sides.
I'm just saying, they haven't been there in 5 years. Why have a sprint race there? Give them the extra practice session.
Or don't throw them all out there, and if you miss a setup, you miss a setup. But more than likely, the top teams are not missing a setup.
Not exactly thrilled about the sprint race format there, but hey, I like the sprint race at Imola.
I don't like sprint races at all.
I know you don't, but if I had a pick, I would pick Imola.
No, I wouldn't pick any.
All right. So there we go. I don't think we have any Formula One news this week. Nothing. No one got sanctioned. No one got...
Other than just rumors.
Who's going where. Moved, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Somebody said something about, I guess in 10 years or something, the Japanese Grand Prix is going to be at another track there. It's not going to be at Suzuka. It's going to be at...
Oh, yeah. In 2030, supposedly.
2030. Yeah. And they asked Max about it. Max goes, I don't think I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
Thought that was pretty funny. Anyways. All right. Let's move on to some news and notes. Well, you know, SRO, let's kind of talk about that. The Fan Attack series. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you. Like, there's like 8 different classes, like that race. So all I know is in the long form race, which is the hour long race, we have 2 drivers, which is the GT3 cars.
Mm-hmm.
The Wright Motorsports guys dominated in Pro, and then in look behind them in the AmPro, it was CrowdStrike.
Mm-hmm.
So double wins for them. So it was pretty good.
Double wins?
Yeah, they won on Saturday.
Oh.
Because it's 2 race weekends.
I didn't realize there's 2 races on a weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how it works with that. But then there's another race, which I get confused because, like, Johnny O'Connell was running in it.
Yep.
And he finished second, I think, on Saturday. Finished second on Sunday, but then they DQ'd the first place guy. He won. And I don't know what class it is because it's a GT3 Audi that he's driving.
Oh.
And it's the same class that for the last 2 years, Memo Gidley won the championship in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they call that. I get confused. That's the one thing I get confused about. But then you go to Europe and you go SRO over there, and it's they're 2-hour races, you know?
I don't know. I know SRO in the States.
There's 4 classes.
I was just going to say, I thought that's basically the replacement for what Pirelli World Challenge was.
It was, but there's 4 classes, and they have like 3 different races. It's It's confusing. I don't really get it.
I'll have to brush up on it.
I've tried, and it just, I keep getting lost in it. VLN, I guess. I don't know. Now there's two series over there. Anyways.
No. It's the Nürburgring Endurance series.
Nürburgring Endurance, because I don't.
NES.
Because we have to have another series over there, which is not getting off the ground. And this is the one that ran last weekend and this weekend is the original series that runs.
You sure about that?
It is. It is. Because the track workers actually showed up for this series. Jeez. When the other series tried to run 2 weeks ago, they didn't show up and they had to cancel the weekend. I don't know what's going on over there. Oh, God. Just let's just go back to where it was. Anyways, they had two crazy races. On Saturday, on the last corner, one of the Porsches took out the other Porsche, got a penalty. So that wasn't good. And then on Sunday, the Lamborghini that was leading on the last lap decided to, I don't know what he was doing.
No. They did not have enough fuel to go another lap.
So he tried to back it.
He tried to slow down. When the timer hit zero, he would just take the checkered.
So what he should have really done was slowed up earlier.
Way before. And timed it a lot better.
And then he ended up losing because he couldn't get on the gas. It was hilarious.
At the line.
I caught the finish on that. I was like, oh, it's on. So I caught the last two laps. And the guy's out in front, and it's like, oh, he's just going to slow up. And then it's like, oh, I think he won. And then it's like, then they show the video, and the Porsche won. I was just like, oof.
By 700ths of a second.
700ths of a second.
Like, it was
a way to lose.
It was imagine by if a
that
nose.
Was a 24-hour race. God, I would have killed somebody.
Yeah, that was.
Jesus. That was crazy. Oh, and then we had an unfortunate incident with Robbie Wickens.
Yeah.
Where the car kind of, he crashed and then the car went over the barrier.
Yeah, and he was in a TCR.
It was TCR. It was a high end day.
Yeah.
So he's all good. He stayed overnight in the hospital. I think they were concerned about concussions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he's out.
Supposedly going to be at Long Beach next week.
No.
Not Long Beach.
Did they go to Laguna?
Oh.
They go to Laguna, yes. I think.
No. Oh, Michelin Pilot Series doesn't go to Long Beach.
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
So then, the next race would be May at Laguna.
Laguna. That's where he's going to be at.
Okay.
All right. Before we get to... why don't we go to IMSA right now and talk about that. A lot of driver announcements and car announcements for the GTD race. It's GTD. It's not GTD Pro.
There's no Pro this weekend?
I don't think there's Pro this weekend.
No.
Yes. It's in 2 weeks. What are you talking about? It's not this weekend. It's 2 weeks.
No, I know it's in 2 weeks.
It's not... It's GTD. It's GTD. It's not GTD Pro.
Oh my God, it is.
Yeah. I can't find the entry list. I gotta go look for it. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I got it right here. Hold on a second.
Wow.
Hold on a second. Makes good podcasting material right here.
Oh yeah, all the not ready time that we've spent so far just looking up stuff. I don't think they've released it yet.
No, they haven't. No.
Still time to enter. So
there's GTD's running, and GTP's running.
Yes.
Okay. What I don't understand is they're going to be on the track at the same time.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just put GTD Pro out there?
Oh, no, I agree.
Anyways, so now what's happening, this is awesome. Oh, I don't blame this. So, like, Lexus took their two cars, and now, so instead of, so their Pro lineup, so I think they have a Platinum and a Gold. So, or do they have two? Anyways, what they're doing is they're taking Jack Hawksworth and putting them in with Frankie Montecalvo. Mm-hmm. And whoever, Parker Thompson, who Frankie drives with, is driving. I think he's driving with Ben Bonnercote. Hmm. So they're basically, they're gaming it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, to run, they're running two cars because it's a premier event for them. It's the Acura, I believe. It's the Toyota Long Beach Grand Prix, Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, right?
Yeah, but Acura is the
presenter for the for the GTP for the IMSA race.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yeah, I think it's also the. It might be the presenter for the IndyCar race
I
too.
I don't know. It was, anyways, hold on.
No, it's 2024 Acura Grand Prix
of Long Beach.
Yeah.
All right, so anyways, Lexus wants to win it, so.
Yeah.
So they're running. And then Harder Racing is bringing Spencer Pompelli in to drive with, I think to drive with Ian James. Mm-hmm. It's the all the teams are gaming this. And then out of the blue yesterday, Flying Lizard returns to IMSA. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's not a Porsche, though. It's an Aston. No.
Yeah.
That's all right. But it's going to be fun to see them back.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that.
They're in orange. Black and orange.
Black and orange. It's, you know, so it kind of gets still, back to that Troy Lee design that they took to Le Mans.
It's still got the lizard on it, though.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is crazy.
First IMSA start. Well, WeatherTech start for the big series since 2016 for them.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, pretty cool. They're running. I don't know. I thought I saw somebody else. I guess not. Anyways. So, that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to IndyCar. A lot of news came out there. First up, Connor Daly will be driving for Dreyer Reinbold at Indy. Entry confirmed today with a sponsor and the car unveil. So that was pretty cool. So good to have Connor back. Catherine Legg will be back driving for Dale Coyne Racing.
Yep.
So good to see both of them back. The guys from Able Motorsports are still working on a 500 entry. They're the only one I think that's not confirmed in terms of a driver right now. So hopefully they'll get that straightened out.
Probably going to be RC.
RC Anderson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Isn't his father like sort of like a minority owner in that team? Anyways.
Regardless, I'd be pretty shocked if it was anyone else. Yeah,
no, it'd be fine. And then big news today. Prema Racing.
Mm.
Now, they run...
F2, F3.
Three.
LMP2.
Yeah, a couple other things in open wheel. And if I'm correct, they are running the Lamborghini effort, the IMSA Lamborghini effort.
It might be.
Bear with me one second.
I know. Last time I remember.
Yes, the Powerhouse European Junior Open Wheel Team, which also runs Lamborghini's IMSA GTP program from its base in Michigan.
GTP?
Yeah. The Lamborghini GTP car.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh. There we go. In Michigan. Can you find out where?
The IMSA
GTP car. Okay. The Lamborghini.
Yeah. Yeah, because over in WC, it's Iron Lynx that's running that one.
Right. So they're going to be joining Two-car effort. That's pretty cool. Mm. Shocking. How come can they just show up and run in IndyCar? Do they have to go through a process? We have to be judged that you can, you know, adequately field the team?
I mean, what? This is going to bring the car count up to 30 now?
Close to. And we won't get into the
I don't know how they're gonna
we're not going to get into the potential charter thing that's coming up, but I don't want to talk about that right now.
I don't know how.
Were they going to put these cars in the paddock?
Yeah.
Could they, you know, imagine if it ever got to the point where they had pre-qualifying in Indy. That would be awesome. Or you just knock out qualifying. It's like NASCAR. You go home.
What do you mean? Like they have bump day for the 500?
Well, yeah. Like you have bump
day. Every single race.
Right, but at every single race, that'd be pretty cool.
I would.
That would be awesome.
I'm all for it. Earn your way.
Or, I mean, the only track outside of, I guess the short ovals, Gateway and
Milwaukee
and
Iowa.
Toronto. No, Iowa. Don't forget, Iowa, they ran NASCAR there. So you're running like 30 to 40 cars there. So you can fit that.
Oh, yeah,
pit spots.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking tracks you would like
to see bumped before. I think like St. Pete. Like somebody's going to say, oh, Long Beach. No, Long Beach has a huge pit lane.
Okay, well, the only thing with Long Beach is the amount of series they can bring and what the car count is they can bring for each one.
Yeah, well, the other series can go, you know, they can go down to the Walmart parking lot somewhere. I mean, as far as IndyCar goes, if you're going to show up and run, you're going to get into the paddock area there.
Yeah.
That's not a problem. They have a big enough, the pit lane is huge, actually. It's three-quarters of Shoreline Drive, so that's not a problem. But, like, St. Pete could be a problem. Toronto, I think it's definitely a problem because I think they're pushing the max right now. And
Detroit will be.
Oh, yeah, Detroit.
Because they already do a funky thing with that.
Right, they can do a funky thing there. Wow. So, and I don't know how many cars can fit at Milwaukee and Gateway. Gateway has to be okay because they run NASCAR races there.
Yeah.
But then again, 33 sprint cars started at Anderson.
And they had enough pit space.
So I don't know, but that's pretty cool. So they're looking at one established IndyCar driver and one hot shoe European driver. A couple other things happening over at Arrow McLaren. Callum Ilott will be taking part in the open test tomorrow and Thursday at Indy.
Mm-hmm.
Those will be streamed on Peacock. Just so you know.
All right.
So, for your viewing pleasure. Which is cool. I like that. It's kind of fun to watch that stuff. I like it. Theo Pourchaire is over here. And he is on standby for Long Beach. So he has been down in Charlotte at the Pratt & Miller sim down in Charlotte testing with the help of Tony Kanaan. And he's here.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens if and when David Malukas gets back.
Yeah.
Starting to wonder about that.
Well. Didn't he say?
I'm just starting to wonder.
Yeah, he's on standby, so we'll.
No, no, but I mean, like, I'm just starting to wonder if we're ever going to see David Malukas in a McLaren car.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
Simone didn't come back from his thing.
Simone
Pagenaud. Yeah, so. And you would have thought. Granted, his contract was up at Meyer Shank.
Well, what's Malukas's contract for?
I don't know, but it's like, you know, they were like, at first it's like, oh, he'll be back for
Long Beach.
Yeah. Oh, no, he'll be back for thermal. No.
Then no, no, it was never.
You know, there was, he was supposed to be back for thermal. He was supposed to miss St. Pete, and then they were like, then it was supposed to be, okay, then he'll be back for the open test at Indy. He's not back. He's not going to, they're not going to turn him loose at Long Beach. If he's not back now, he's not coming back for Long Beach.
I thought we discussed that the earliest he would possibly come back is Long Beach.
Yeah, it's not. I don't, at this point, I don't think it's going to be Long Beach.
Yeah, I don't see the, if you're talking about the health of someone, there's no reason to push it.
No, I know, but so, I'm just starting to, like, is there something else going on too?
What?
Like, behind the scenes with it, you know?
I don't know. Zach hires a new driver every
year. That's every what I'm month, saying. That's so, what I'm saying. Did Malukas do something that he wasn't supposed to be doing, which is out mucking around on a, not on a road bike, but mountain biking? Was he not supposed to be doing that? Because some of these guys have these crazy things in contracts. They're not supposed to be doing certain things.
Yeah. But, I mean, F1 drivers are out on bikes all the time, and they get into incidents. So, I mean,
well, yeah. Well, especially when your dad owns the team.
Well, don't forget Fernando did it,
too. Yeah, Fernando. Well, he got hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I don't know if, like, is mountain bike not in the thing? Because Chase Elliott was out snowboarding and broke a leg, and he got in a whole heap of trouble about that 2 years ago. And he wasn't supposed to be snowboarding during the season. There's things in guys' contracts. That's all I'm just saying.
I get it.
So I'm just saying.
If you value the guy, you put that in the contract to begin with to right. not make him not do that.
Right. And he went out, and so what if he goes out and does it, and now you're pissed at him?
Well, if you're pissed at him, you legally broke the contract.
Right. So that's what I'm kind of like. Are they just kind of, you know, wanting to test some people out and see what happens here? That's all I'm saying.
No.
I thought he would be back for this.
For Long Beach?
No. Tomorrow and Thursday. At Indy.
I forgot that there was that test going on.
That test, I mean, honestly, if that's a good spot where you're going to come back with your hands.
Yeah.
Going to Long Beach and doing this.
No, Long Beach. You don't want to be doing that.
No. No. MotoGP is at COTA this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess as part of the Hendrick 40th celebration. I don't know.
Oh,
They are bringing out the Garage 56 Camaro.
Yes.
To do some laps.
Mm-hmm.
With young Jordan Taylor. Which will be, that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited for that.
Just bring that track and just go drive it wherever.
Just bring that car. Can we just have a series with those cars?
It's Garage 56, the Ford Supervan, and that unleashed Mercedes GT3.
Oh car. No, and I want that fan car that Max Chilton drove.
Was that a Brabham?
No, it wasn't a Brabham. No. Although the Brabham would be kind of cool. The Griffin or whatever that thing was. No, I want to see that thing. I like that thing. That fan car is freaking awesome. Brody Kostecki's back this week. Having supercar champion who's been out of a ride for some unknown reasons.
Oh, he was just out of.
There's been some kind of falling out between him and Erebus. And
oh.
I think they were mad. Like he was saying mentally, I think he's just mentally burned out and he wanted to take some time. And so they're whatever. Anyways, he's back. So good for him.
Yeah.
Hopefully that works out. And then. I think that's it. Oh, we got, you know, Neil Mass has the kickoff at Barcelona.
So the preseason test.
No, preseason test was yesterday and today.
Oh, so actual round.
Actual round. They're off today, tomorrow, and then tomorrow and Thursday, and I think Friday they pick up. So.
And then race on Sunday?
Yep.
Okay.
Sunday. So we'll see how that goes.
That race should be on YouTube.
It will be.
Yeah.
Yep. So flip into that. Oh, and then there's two, this rounds three and four of that VLN series, whatever that is, the Nürburgring Endurance Series of this weekend.
The one that Wickens has.
The one, yeah, the Wickens took part in, yeah. Yeah. They have rounds three and four this weekend.
Okay. So two weekends back to back.
Back to back.
Double headers.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Okay.
And I think that's it.
Yeah.
And that, so you might have noticed that there was not a third voice here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Nate is off to, he's off taking part in a, what do they call it?
Well, he's picking up a new career choice.
He's picking up a new career choice. So he's Merchant Marine.
Yes.
So that's Merchant Marine. So, like, Nate's going to be working, hopefully, when he gets his licenses and stuff, mm-hmm. he'll be working on the large cargo ships.
Yeah.
So.
Hopefully not the
container one that... ships. Yeah, that don't run out of power and hit bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or run out of power in the Suez Canal and block up the canal. So I don't think Nate will. Anyways, so Nate is... Nate started his studies this week.
Yeah.
He will be joining us throughout the studies at certain points when he can, as the schedule permits.
Mm-hmm.
So we will, we may bring in some guest voices.
Yes.
Guest participants.
Replacements. Yes.
Well, replacements. Yeah. No. Nate's contract's been terminated.
Yeah.
With effect.
Sorry, he's getting downgraded.
He's getting downgraded.
To the lower podcast.
Yeah, downgraded. Moving teams. Nate will be joining us when he can, and Kristen and I are going to be holding the fort until we can, as we figure out what we're going to do with some additional folks that might come on board. Otherwise, you're stuck with both of us. So on that note...
Good night. Thank you guys for listening to the Redness Podcast, hosted by Christian Abbott, Sean Abbott, and Nathan Lavin. It's produced by Christian Abbott, and music is by Alex Wart and Harrison Tate.